The next patient is Oswald Sutherland, S-U-T-H-E-R-L-A-N-D, Oswald, Oswald, O like an Oscar, S like an Sierra, W-A-L-D. This is the clinical case of an 87-year-old Jamaican male that has a history of diabetes mellitus, arterial hypertension, coronary disease, and valvular heart disease, status post-coronary artery bypass graft, and open heart surgery with bypasses, period. The patient apparently had some contrast nephropathy. The patient was placed on Kerendia for the presence of proteinuria. I think that the Kerendia created an impact in the kidney function. The serum creatinine went up to 2.1 milligrams per cent, and the estimated GFR is 30 mLs per minute. However, the proteinuria that was 1 gram came down to 330 milligrams with the administration of Kerendia, which is a good sacrifice. There is no evidence of hyperkalemia. The serum potassium is 4.2. Number two, the patient has diabetes mellitus that is well under control, 6.1%. Following number, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure reading is 141 over 63. Following number, the patient has hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, has history of prostate cancer that was excised many years ago. The patient has some residual in the post-void ultrasound. Otherwise, the patient is completely asymptomatic. We're going to reevaluate this case in 5 months with laboratory workup. We invested 8 minutes reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face, 15 minutes in the documentation, 8 minutes.